Hi, my name's Emma Pinto, and I'm an instructor for the Education Department at the Chicago History Museum. This week's challenge explores the rich history of the Humboldt Park neighborhood. When Puerto Rican migrants arrived in Chicago, they faced many challenges. In response, they made decisions that shaped the Humboldt Park neighborhood, making it an essential part of the city's identity. Let's get started. Humboldt Park, from Puerto Rico to Division Street. Humboldt Park is a Chicago neighborhood on the northwest side of the city. Humboldt Park has been home to different immigrant groups who came to Chicago. In the 1880s, immigrants from Norway and Denmark lived there. In the 1920s, Humboldt Park was home to Italian, Jewish, and German immigrants. In the 1930s, Polish immigrants were the largest population in the neighborhood. Since 1970, Puerto Ricans have lived in the Humboldt Park neighborhood. Chicago now has the third largest Puerto Rican population outside of the island, after New York City and Philadelphia. Puerto Ricans faced many challenges when they arrived in Chicago. One of the challenges they faced was finding a good place to live. The only places that rented to Puerto Ricans were run down and not safe. The buildings were old and falling apart. These homes often contained lead. Lead is a very dangerous substance found in old buildings that is harmful to people. Puerto Rico is a beautiful island in the Atlantic Ocean, and being so far away from home was hard for many Puerto Ricans. They came to Chicago because they needed better jobs. Finding a job was hard because many white business owners did not want to hire Puerto Ricans. The only jobs they could find were the ones that paid them very little. This made it hard for them to pay their rent or visit a doctor if they got sick. In 1968, Puerto Ricans felt determined to change the ways they were treated, and some made the choice to create the Young Lords organization. The Young Lords were inspired by the Black Panthers, and like the Black Panthers, they made the choice to stage protests and demand that they be heard. The Young Lords created programs like the Free Breakfast Program, where they made sure all young children in the community were fed. They also created the Betances Mobile Health Clinic. This clinic on a bus helped provide health care for the Puerto Ricans in Humboldt Park. The Young Lords also helped elect Chicago's first black mayor, Harold Washington. The Young Lords changed Chicago because of all their efforts to make Humboldt Park a better place for Puerto Ricans. We will stop here to discuss the blue box on the right of the article. Do you know who the Black Panthers are? The Black Panthers was a group of young black activists who fought against racism in the 1960s. They started in Oakland, California, but they had members in other states. The leader of the Chicago Black Panthers was Fred Hampton. The comic book hero Black Panther was inspired by the Black Panthers. The comic books and the movie released in 2018 tell the story of a superhero who wants to fight injustice and protect the kingdom of Wakanda. The values of Wakanda in the comic books were the same values that the Black Panther activists were aspiring to. Humboldt Park has a long history of activists who stood up for justice. In the 1980s, Chicago was home to a young activist named Daniel Sotomayor, who was Mexican and Puerto Rican. He grew up in Humboldt Park and he was gay. In 1988, Daniel was diagnosed with AIDS. One of the challenges that Daniel faced was that AIDS was a new disease. People did not understand where it came from, and it frightened them. Some politicians and people wanted to ignore the disease, but Daniel did not let them. He made the choice to join the activist group called ACT UP Chicago. ACT UP Chicago made sure that people with HIV, AIDS, were heard and taken care of. Puerto Ricans like the Young Lords and Daniel Sotomayor shaped the city of Chicago into a more caring city that took care of its residents. The changes made in Chicago served as a good role model for other cities. Faced with hard challenges, Puerto Ricans made important choices that contributed to the positive changes that made Chicago the great city that it is today. Thank you for reading along with me. Have a great day.